Martin, the big day in the West again on Sunday, Roscommon at home to Galway in a repeat of last year's final.
Yeah, a big game indeed, Tom, and a repeat of last year's final, and third year in a row, I think, where they're playing against one another in the Championship, and I think Roscommon are going for three wins in a row against Galway. And last year in the final in particular, I think the score was something like 215 to 12 points. They beat Galway by 9 points.
In Salt Hill as well.
In Salt Hill, and it was a huge blow to Galway at the time. So, like, on the one hand, Roscommon will be keen to replicate that. But on the other hand, I think Galway have improved quite a bit. And I think they will be very keen on revenge and, you know, just putting to bed the kind of couple of bad years they've had against Roscommon.
Yeah, and I think Galway probably got caught in the headlights last year somewhat. They went in very much as the favourites. Roscommon went in as the underdogs. An awful lot of talk about an awful lot of players leaving the panel and, you know, a very weak and understrength Roscommon side.
Well, that's true. And this year, in fairness, both teams, like you look at their spring campaign, like both teams got to their respective National League finals. I think, from what I can recall of it, Roscommon beat Cavan in their Division 2 final by something like 4-16 to 4-12. A very enterprising display of attacking football. And okay, like Galway might have gone down against Dublin in the final, but at the same time, the fact that they got to a final showed that they were very much on the up. And basically, you know, they have brought that form. Both teams have brought that form into the Championship to date. Like, Galway's win over Mayo, it wasn't attractive by any means, but it was very functional, and they did what they had to do, and they played that defensive system that, you know, is probably favoured more by the Northern teams. Yeah. It wouldn't be normal to Galway, but they played that, and actually it was very effective against Mayo. But the next day out against Sligo, they destroyed Sligo with a great display of attacking football. So they have a couple of strings to their bow. I think the last day, I think they scored something like 421 from play. And they will be keen. They will be keen to get their forwards moving, to be honest about it, Tom. They have, you know, the likes of Damien Comer is playing very well. Ian Burke, young McHugh guy in the corner. But the guy that I love watching is Shea Walsh, a very unusual player. Like, when he's on form, he's just magical to watch. Now, he can go out of games a bit, but boy, he can play football when the mood hits him.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Both sets of forwards are probably the strong points in both teams.
Very much so. Like, I mean, you look at Roscommon, and they have Dearmhar Morty and his brother, is it Kieran Moore, or I forget the Christian name, but his brother anyway in the full forward line. You have Donny Smith, you have Conor Devaney, and you have Kilroy and Enda Smith. And every one of those lads are very, very natural footballers, very good score takers. Guys, I think we saw it against Leitrim, you know, who can shoot from distance, who can, in other words, get ball in what are normally not regarded as threatening areas, and yet have the confidence to have a shot and put it over the bar. So that kind of, shall we say, dynamic will be interesting to see the next day. Will Roscommon, or will Galway set up their defensive system in the hope of frustrating Roscommon, and will Roscommon be prepared to shoot from outside? And, in a way to try and thwart what Galway are putting in front of them. Yeah. There's a number of options, and there's a number of aspects of the game that I'm really keen on seeing.
As you said, we've seen two Galways so far this year. You've seen a very defensive one first day out against Mayo, and then we've seen a more flamboyant one, and one probably more that more in Galway's psyche and in their genes, an attacking one. What do you expect you'll see on Sunday?
I think you'll get a mix of the two. I think Galway will be very cagey early on. Galway will want to actually frustrate Roscommon to the best of their ability. Now, they will also want to kind of get on top of around the middle of the field for Flynn and I think actually Paul Conroy is back for the weekend. And I think they will realise that they probably have an advantage there. Like, O'Rourke and Compton, who are the midfielders for Roscommon, are fine footballers, but I'm not sure if they have the presence or the physicality that maybe can match what Galway can bring. And if Galway can get that area in the middle of the field, if they can establish ownership of that, I think they will be able to kind of get their forward line into play and probably go on and win it. But it is a question, Tom, in my way of looking at it, of who can get ownership and win the midfield area and get their respective attacks going. Whoever can do that, I think, will ultimately win the game.
Yeah, and you feel that Galway are best equipped to do that?
I just think they're best equipped to do it. And I think also, like, at the moment, they have a few guys on the bench. You know, Gary O'Donnell is a very experienced player. They have, they were able to bring on Johnny Dwan the last day. They have a Cummins guy, Danny Cummins, very, very knacky footballer. And Michael Daly, another one, like a son of Val Daly's. They have a strong bench. And I just sense that maybe they will have enough there the next day maybe to just ease. I'm not saying get past Roscommon easily, but at the same time get by 2 or 3 points.
And before we let you go, Martin, I suppose after last weekend's victory down in Limerick, the feeling is that Mayo are back on the bike and back in the ball game.
Well, they're back on the bike, but there has to be a realistic appraisal of it. They were playing a Division 4 team, and you know they will realise themselves that they conceded 3 goals, which was the first time in a game since the All-Ireland semi-final of 2015 that they conceded 3 goals against a team. But when their attack got moving in the second half, with the introduction of Andy Morn, I mean, they ended up scoring 4 goals and 3 points in a very short period of time. But the big plus for me watching him the last day was the display of Killeen O'Connor. Like, he looked very refreshed, very hungry the last day. And, like, he scored 3-9 altogether, something like maybe 3-4, 3-5 from play. And he went on to break, actually, the all-time record, scoring record in Mayo. And I think I'm told down here, Tom, that he's only something like 22 points behind the Gooch to become the all-time scorer in Championship football. So, you know, they're all little pluses. As well as that, I think a lot of the injuries they have had are starting to kind of heal up. But they'll have a more difficult game the next day against Tipperary, but it's one, I think, that they're capable of handling.
And tell me, are they last eight, Super 8 material?
Well, you see, a lot will depend on the draw. Like, certainly if they win the next day, they have one more game to get to Super 8s. What I mentioned earlier there to you just a moment ago, Tom, I said there was a lot of players coming, you know, they look to have a lot of injuries healed up. But if they were to get injuries, I think it's the one area of their team that maybe has been found wanting in the past, and that is the depth of their panel. And if they are to get to the Super 8s, they need every player fit and ready for action. And I just have a sense that maybe that might ultimately tell against them. But I do think they should get to the Super 8.